you receive initiation in this lifetime and receive the bhakti that have each received in this ocean. And in our next life, we will also take initiation and receive a seed of devotion. Is that correct? And help to understand that.
Will I be allowed to consult the dictionary? So, in the dictionary, what we have to do is reconceive the word seed. Right? Just as in Guru Maharaj is explaining Gayatri, Savitur means the sun. So we think the sun is what gives illumination to the objective world. And he's saying, but what is the sun that gives illumination in the subjective world? And really, even in the objective world, it's Atma. And in the subjective world, super subjective world, Paramatma. And the super, super subjective world, Srimati Radharani. Faith is the halo of Radharani. Nomijite vabra puse taridam baraya. Right, when Krishna, Brahma says to Krishna, it's very difficult to see you. Ganashyam, you are like the blackish cloud, or the black cloud in the dark sky, like we're telling Krishna Paksha. There's the new moon, Krishna. First day of the new moon, you don't see any moon. Then gradually it's appearing, but Namijate Vabra. Abra, vapu, means cloud, like a dark monsoon, rain cloud. But then, taridambaraya, but dressed in your lightning, in your lightning dress, you can be seen. And Guru Maharaj explained, the lightning dress means Radharani, Hladini Shakti. She's revealing. So he's trying to say, under, there's a... a conventional way of understanding light, sun, etc., and then on a deeper level. So, seed, and then we'll see, even in the dictionary, if we look on deeper levels of what the word seed is, it will say things like the cause or latent beginning of a feeling, process, or condition. Right? The cause or latent beginning of a feeling, process, or condition. So, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. The word bij is there, meaning seed. Bhakti Lata, the seed of the Bhakti Lata. So, shall we take it as a literal seed or a conceptual seed? What do we get when we come in connection with Krishna's agent? Right. Brahmanda Brahmite says, we're wandering the universe. We can say the length and breadth of the universe, 14 planetary systems. Right. But, so we think, oh, you mean those stars that we see in the sky? That's an objective aspect of the universe. But what really is the universe? It is a world of misconception, right? So having gone through all different levels of misconception, of wandering the misconceived world, right? What does it say? Urdva mulam adashakam, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, what is this tree? It's upside down. Where is the upside down tree? In a reflection. On the river, if you look at the reflection, here's the tree, and the reflection is the tree upside down. He's saying this world, it has its roots upwards, its branches downward. So the misconceived world, wandering the length and breadth of the misconceived world. Brahmanda Brahmite, Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, fortunate souls, Bhagyavan Jeev, Jivas. What are they again? Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. By the Prasad, it's mentioned, mercy of Krishna, you come in connection with his agent. And by the mercy of his agent, you come in deeper connection with Krishna. When Mahaprabhu, having taken sannyas and becoming Nimai Pandit, having taken sannyas, becoming Sri Krishna Chaitanya, right, he madly running toward Vrindavan and Krishna conception. Kahan Krishna Prananath Murali Vadan, Kahan Karun Kahan Pan Brajendranandan. Where is Krishna? And this is, even that statement is very important. The search for Sri Krishna. He Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kutaha. Where are they? This is the proper mood of the devotees, the search for Sri Krishna. Even after the beginning of the Rasa Leela and Radharani leaves, Krishna searches for her, and it leaves the Brajagopis plunged in an ocean of separation. They're searching madly for Krishna, approaching the trees, the creepers, the flowers, the deer, everyone. And they see the whole animation in related to their search, in relation to their search. So when they say to the trees, have you seen Krishna? When the breeze makes the tree go like this, they say, oh, conspiracy. They think they're shaking their heads. The trees are shaking. No, we haven't seen him. Conspiracy, because trees are taken to be males in this conception, whereas Lata, female creepers. So they're saying, oh, male conspiracy, one male covering for another male, haven't seen Krishna. So they're those same trees, they're inquiring from where is Krishna, they're now chastising them. And in their madness also, they start imitating the pastimes of Krishna. It's very beautiful. One is Putana and another one is Krishna, one is Kaliya, another one is Krishna. And Gopi saying, I am Krishna. But not ahangropasana, self-worship, like the bogus people who say that they are Krishna. I remember once I heard that the world's leading authority on Hinduism, so-called, who would like write the encyclopedia entry, now it's Wikipedia, but in the old days, you can read about it online. People had books and libraries and these things called encyclopedias. And so he would write like that section. His name was A.L. Basham. He wrote a book called The Wonder That Was India. Anyway, so he's giving a lecture at UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles. Thought I would go meet him, see him, what he's saying. And at one, I could see what was sweet about him, this stodgy old British gentleman, was he's really a closet Krishnite. In his heart, you could really see he was a devotee. Right? And one of the things I thought he said was very sweet. First he's talking about different gods and goddesses. Like we've heard Mark Twain, you know, Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer, he said, in religion, India is the only millionaire. All the other religions are paupers in comparison. India is the only millionaire. I mean, millions of gods and goddesses. So he gave a slideshow and he said, and they're making more. And he said, and just like we have like Krishna with the Das avatars, Krishna in the center and the 10 avatars around, they showed one, you know, Shram Devata, the goddess of technology. And they show like in the 10th, a rocket ship, a tractor, and like all these technological things, and she's there. Then there was Santoshi Ma, who was a goddess created in Bollywood. But then all the simple-hearted people went to see the movie, and they showed this goddess Santoshi Ma, and here's how you worship her, this is her mantra, this is her puja paraphernalia. All over India, people started worshiping Santoshi Ma. Like the lady Gurudev said in Calcutta, one lady who was offering dandavats to so many stones, and they go, Didi, what are you doing? And she said, one of them might be Shiva. So when A.L. Basham came to the subject of Mayavad, the ultimate delusion, God delusion, that I am God, you know, I am God, you are God, or as John Lennon even mocked in the beginning of I Am the Walrus, I am he as you are he, as you are me, and we are all together. Right? So A.L. that, you know, so on this subject, A.L. Basham said, I am you. He said, I don't know quite frankly if I want to be you. In one sentence, he showed how silly that whole idea was. So anyway, in the madness of the Braja Gopis, it's different. When they're, it's called self-oblivion. Not self-extinction, but self-oblivion. They're so absorbed in Krishna. They're mimicking his pastimes. When it gets very deep, they're acting like him momentarily, think they've become him, whatever. But still, they're searching for him. As Mahaprabhu, now that he had taken sannyas, the Gopi Bhav, culminating in Radha Bhav, is reaching its extremes. So when there's nothing to constrain him anymore. Right? And it's after Nityananda broke his danda, the danda bhanga. And Mahaprabhu, it's all of this, the way Yogamaya works, it's all an excuse for promotion of the pastimes. Why does Radharani, it's secondary reason, why does she leave rasa dance and Krishna chase after her? To put them all in separation so that Krishna's saying, when they're feeling the most intense separation from me, when it reaches the point where it cannot be tolerated anymore, they're on the verge of death, then we'll have a rasa dance. That'll be the real rasa dance. But the one before that, it's also something. Like when Radharani showed rasa dance in Kurukshetra, assembled the gopis to show the queens of Dwarka and others, and they were all astonished. And giving her praise and expressing their appreciation. And Radharani said, that was nothing. You should see the original in Vrindavan. What we did here was something. Something is better than nothing. But really, it's nothing. So Krishna saying, when their separation has them on the verge of death, then I will appear. Then you'll see rasa dance. So there's a reason for everything. But Mahaprabhu running after Nityananda breaks the danda as if to leave him. It's also, he wants to enter a particular mood. He's running ahead, comes before Jagannath, sees Shama Sundar Krishna, although Jagannath is taken to be Dwarka Krishna, saying, you know, the Gopavesh is in the mood of Radharani, wanting to take Krishna back to Vrindavan for their highest sweet divine pastimes. But he's so overwhelmed by the beauty of Krishna, the intensity of Krishna's beauty, that he, the beauty of Krishna enters the hearts of the gopis and steals their life airs, so they're ready, in one sense, to die. So Mahaprabhu starts exhibiting all different types of ecstatic symptoms, faints. Sarvabhauma, the guards are going to throw him out. Like, we see some sentimental sahajiya imitator come before the inn, show something, then they're dragging away, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saying, no, let me examine him first, puts the cotton strands and can detect a very little bit of breathing. And he said, oh, we have heard of this, the Asta Sattvika Vikar, highest stage of divine ecstasy described in the scriptures. And they carry him to his house. Mahaprabhu mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, entering trance, 9 hours. So he's there in this deep trance. We have some intimations of what is the nature of that trance when he reveals the Swarup Damodar and the searching devotees, what he sees in his divine visions, the play of Radha and Krishna and Braja Gopis. And anyway, when Gopinath Acharya comes, they all, the devotees are trying to find Mahaprabhu. They find he's at Sarvabhama's house. Sarvabhama about the Acharya's brother-in-law. They have a discussion about whether or not Mahaprabhu is God. And Sarvabhama saying, well, in the scriptures it says there's no yuga, but Tri Yuga is one of his names. And Gopinath saying, yes, but if you fail to see the indications that are there in Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam, Chanakkalo, in the Kali Yuga, he's covered, hidden. What is he covered by? Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. Saying, Sarvabhama, you know everything. You're Vasudev Sarvabhama, the court pandit of Maharaj Prataparudra. But the one thing, unfortunately, you do not know, that who lies before you, is Swayam Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvabhama, why do I not know? And you know? Because you have to have some mercy, prasad. Atapi de deva padambuja dvaya prashad alesh anugrihita evahi. And what's the evidence you've got this mercy and I don't? That I can recognize him and you can't. Prashad alesh, a little bit of mercy. Guru Krishna prashade pai. Right? Means grace extended. Right? What is the name of that school? Grace extended. Right? That's the name of our school, too. Grace extension. It's a grace extension. Comes initially in a very alesh, a little bit. Prashad alesh anugrihita evahi, a little bit of mercy. When Guru Maharaj told at 23, his one teacher was around 80, and he was a shat darshan, pundit, like certified in the 6 schools of Indian philosophical thought. It's like being a 6 times black belt, ontological black belt. Right? And Guru Maharaj thought, he had so much admiration for this man. And Guru Maharaj very innocently, sweetly said to him, why don't you use your vast intellect and learning to pursue Mahaprabhu's Krishna conception? And he said, and that man said to him, oh my boy, it is not a question of intellectualism or learning. He said, you have to get some mercy. He told that to Guru. You have to get some mercy. So Guru Krishna Prashade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. That means the merciful extension. When Brahma, trying to estimate Krishna with his 4 heads, right, it's 4 times intellect, you can say. Right. And the end, what is it? Brahma Vimohan, Brahma bewilderment. The seed of that is in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadyasya yatonvayat itaratascha arteshu abhigyasvarat tene brahma hridaya adikavaye. Then what? Muhyanti yatsuraya. The gods are bewildered trying to understand Krishna conception. Who? Brahma, Indra Pramada, Indra is also bewildered. Even Shiva with Mohini Murti. So, I'm saying because why? About mercy, yes. Oh, Brahma. So at the conclusion, where his bewilderment, his mohan, is transforming into proper conception. That is the whole idea. Moving from misconception to proper conception, right? A seed of mercy comes to take you from the world of misconception to proper conception, right? Germinal stage. Right? So Brahma says, Jnani prayasam udapasana manta eva. Stop trying to measure him with your mind and your intellect and rational thought, empiric speculation. Jivanti san mukaritam, sat mukarita. And start hearing from genuine devotees, authentic sources, hearing Krishna conception, right? Then in germinal form, in seed form, Krishna conception will enter the heart. Pravishta karna randrena svanam bhavam saro ruham dunoti shamalam Krishna shaliyasya yata sharat. Karna randrena, through the ear channel, the sound has a channel into the heart. So by hearing from Satguru, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaishnava, we're hearing Krishna conception, the germinal seed of that conception is entering the heart. That's what it means. Okay. Then, sthanestita shrutikatam tanuvan manovya. Sthanestita means, and this is very important, particularly in modern context, saying, whatever your relative position is irrelevant. Right? And one fell swoop, whatever your situation is, it may be even in the lowest possible position. Right? Beginning hearing from a proper agent about Krishna, then what does Guru Maharaj say? The flag of Krishna conception is planted in the heart. When Srila Saraswati Thakur was giving Harinam initiation to one gentleman, that man had served as a spy during wartime. And so Saraswati Thakur was inclined to give a military type example. And he said, Krishna should be allowed to land in the heart. Just like the navy on the boat, they carry the army to the shore, the boat touches the shore, the door opens, the soldiers come out. And what is one of the first things they do classically? They plant the flag on the shore. It's called establishing a beachhead. They put the flag on the shore and then that's theirs. Then they start gaining ground until they take everything. So Krishna conception should be allowed to land in the heart. Then the flag of Krishna is planted in the heart. And Guru Maharaj said, and Krishna will declare, this heart is mine and mine alone, and I won't tolerate any lien holders. Then gradually Krishna conception starts taking over the heart. So really it means that from Sadhu Shastra Guru and Vaishnav we get some germinal Krishna conception that is then developed, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, etc. Now it's also Guru Maharaj points out there's gradation in everywhere and everything. So there's gradations of seeds of Krishna conception. Right? And he would say things like, high quality seed will not wither so easily. It's also possible for something to become suppressed, to become dormant again, and to be reawakened by coming in connection with an agent. So many things are possible. We see also that In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yogina, at the end of the yoga chapter, Yoginam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Vijayate, that if they do not achieve perfection in spiritual practice, again, they're born in a situation where automatically they're attracted to these things and again come in connection with the agent and make further progress. So each time is a type of awakening. When we hear different conceptions, right, of Krishna conception, that's also tantamount to a germinal seed-like conception entering the heart and becoming further developed. Just as at the time of second initiation, we talk about Bij mantras and the Gayatri mantra. There's at least three Bij mantras there, if you include the Archan and Puja. So again, it means in a germinal stage, the conception is entering and then can become more developed from there. And is it possible to go enter into a suppressed position? Yes, and be reawakened and re-sprouted, developed by superior association? Yes, that's also possible. When it's mentioned that some devotees fell from the stage of bhava bhakti, right? Guru Maharaj is told that some examples are there in the Bhagavatam and elsewhere. To also caution that even achieving the position of swarup siddhi means qualified in terms of their spiritual identity, but not yet posted. Guru Maharaj compared it to becoming certified to become a high court judge, but not actually putting on the robes and judging. And from becoming certified to that position, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it's still possible to fall, to caution the devotees. And some examples are given, like Bharat Maharaj, we can take as one. But what it shows is, by analysis, that in some instances we'll see a devotee of a very high level of achievement, we'll see in their next life, rapidly they ascend to that position and finish. So many possibilities are there. But we should conceive of this Bij along conceptual lines, Krishna conception. How to properly conceive Krishna. And all of these things that we hear from the superior Vaishnavas, the superior devotees, the Goswami's writings, they are like spiritual seed concepts that enter the heart. When Rupa Goswami is praising Lalita Sakhi, with Radha Mukunda Parabam, praising Radharani. Hari Paranaka Koti Prishta Parjanta Simha Tatamapi Kalyantim Panir Bhishta Doham Pramudita Madhurakshi Vrinda Vaidagda Dika. So Diksha, this word will be used in different places too. Think her devotional mood and example, if you upon hearing of her qualities, right, that gives you prospect and joy at that prospect in the seva world, then you're qualified to be initiated into that plane. There's also Ragamarg Diksha. Sometimes Guru Maharaj will say that Ramananda Roy is Mahaprabhu's Ragamarg Diksha Guru. But what are we told is Diksha in the famous sloka? Diksha kale bhakta kore atma samarpan. When there's atma samarpan, totally offering oneself, completely offering oneself in service. So from one perspective, we could say also, until you've fully offered yourself, Are you fully initiated? Think Diksha Kale Bhakta Kori Atmasam. It's the time when you fully give yourself. So Guru Maharaj will say, mainly in the modern times, we're employing tantric diksha, which means in this sense, that someone is being given the opportunity to become qualified. In the classic example, Hari Bhakti Vilasana, we have the qualified guru, the qualified disciple. They're examining one another perfectly for 1 year, Shravandasha, Barandasha, Apan, Prapan, etc. Right? It's interesting, there it will talk about the proper time of year to become initiated, the proper month, the proper day of the week, the proper time of the day. And gradually you start reading so many qualifications, you're saying, is this ever possible? But if you are patient enough to read to the end, it says, however, if you find the qualified guru and he's willing to initiate you, that's the right time, the right place, the right everything. So, modest natural growth is the advice of Srila Guru Maharaj. All of what we're hearing, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaishnav, is making some impression upon the heart. We've been accepted by Guru and Vaishnav. I remember contemplating going to the temple in San Francisco and joining. This is like a few days before joining, making that decision. And I'm reading Bhagavad Gita, and in one purport, Prabhupada's quoting the famous sloka of the Ramayana, where Ramachandra, same thing, once I accept someone, it's forever. And once someone says, you know, my dear Lord Krishna, please accept me, it's forever. It comes when Bibhishan, Ravana's brother, has switched sides. He's left Ravana and he's working, serving Ramachandra. But so many unusual things are happening that devotees are becoming suspicious of him and thinking he's like a classic KGB double agent. I don't know if Bibhishan was Russian or not. But he understood this double agent, or they thought. So some were telling Ramachandra, oust him. He's really an agent of the enemy because too many mysterious things are going against us. And Ramachandra said, no, you don't understand. Once I accept someone as mine, that's forever. That cannot be broken. So being accepted by Krishna through his agents, we may not be aware of the full implication of all of these things. But Guru Maharaj says, it's the opinion of Mahaprabhu and the higher Vaishnavas that once you've, on any level, however remotely, appreciated hearing about Krishna from a substantial agent, that the flag has been planted in the heart. Ultimately, that real conceptual seed, it's there. It may become suppressed from time to time, but it will ultimately assert itself, being nourished by Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, and Vaishnav, and fully express itself, and then spread its influence all over the heart, and as Guru Maharaj says, then tell all the fleeting desires, anya abhilashita shunyam, jnana karma, all the other, to get out. This heart belongs to me and me alone. So Guru Maharaj concluded when talking with Somya Shyam, a very sweet devotee, disciple of his, and some connection. He liked to hear the Harikatha of Srila Guru Maharaj. He said, it is our good fortune that Krishna is a thief. He said, because we have built bulwark around our heart, or we can say Kremlin, a fort, a fortress, not to allow anyone to enter. He said, but the thief will enter for his own. He doesn't need an invitation. Bhavagrahi Janardana. Krishna's a bhav consumer. He knows what your heart is capable of. This is our good fortune. Krishna knows what our hearts are capable of. And he's eager for that. Just like when Radharani left Rasa dance and Krishna went after him, he knows what those gopi hearts are capable of. Gayatri Murli Stakirtana Dhanam Radhapadam Dhimai. One meaning of that, Guru Maharaj is saying, when you take the kirtana, Gayatri Kirtana means there's this flute song of Krishna, but there's also the Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu. And the Sankirtan as Vrindavan, Gaur Leela is Krishna Leela in distribution mode. Navadvip is Vrindavan, Vrindavan in distribution mode. So he said the Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu is the Rasa Leela in distribution mode. So Krishna knows what the heart is capable of. And hearing about Krishna, as the poet said, the heart leaps up, hridayena binugato yo dharmastha nibodhata, and says yes to Krishna conception. May not be able to articulate what it is. Some people in China, they asked Jayavati, they said, why did you, out of so many things you could select, why did you select Krishna consciousness? She said, no, it wasn't like that. I was selected. Krishna selected me. And that's good. That's Bhagyavan Jeev, the fortunate souls. But mutual acceptance, that's Bharan. Shravandasha, hearing. And then we feel something, just like the sweethearts want to know the beloved also feels the same way. When I was coming deeper in connection with Srila Guru Maharaj, it was a growing concern in my heart to know, does he feel like I feel? And I thought, how can I express this? And Guru Maharaj, recognizing that, answered me one day. Then I was very happy. So, mutual acceptance. Acceptance by the agents. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada's disciples, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in his absence, the devotees were so heartbroken. And they're going to Guru Maharaj for some, consolation. And there were rumors, someone would have a dream, this, that, or Prabhupada once said this or that, so they'd say, it was kind of like the second coming of Christ. They'd say, you know, Prabhupada said he's coming back, you know. And they would ask Guru Maharaj, is it possible? Guru Maharaj says, yes, it's possible. They don't get excited. And you say, but when he comes, he will ask you, while you were waiting for me to return, what were you doing? And he said, you can't say, oh, we were waiting for you. So he said, but, he said, Krishna, the infinite has infinite alternative. It may be Krishna's will to keep him by his side and send another agent to continue. But seeing that their maybe hearts were a little pained to hear that, Guru Maharaj is so kind and so sweet, he said, but, so Krishna sends another agent and then turns to him and says, they won't accept anyone but you, you have to go. Then they were happy again. So many things are possible. We have to be open. Guru Maharaj says, cast your faith towards the infinite, toward Krishna. Whatever little faith we have. I mentioned Dali, Salvador Dali, the Puggle surrealist painter, when they said to him, Dali, do you believe in God? And he said, yes, but I have no faith. That was, I thought, oh, honest answer. He's saying, yes, and I believe everyone believes in God, actually. This is my own opinion. Everyone does. But they, as Avadhut Maharaj will say, they need association. He always said, whenever someone, he goes, oh, they need association. And he's right. Sthanestita shrutigatam tanuman van manobhya. When you get this association, bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya ignites the candle, the flame of Krishna conception in the heart. These are metaphors. Flame, candle, seed. Right? Always coming, it's always awakened, ignited, planted, grown, developed by association with a proper agent, a real agent. That's the concept.